The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just a buck. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just a buck. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, May 17th, 2019. Wow. God, we're almost halfway through the year already. It is incredible. And for those of you that have not been paying attention to what's going on in the world, especially the United States is really getting pretty screwed up. And I'd use the F word, but, you know, I'm not supposed to say that, so I really won't. And it's, whoa. Tomorrow's a full moon, so we're going to do some energy work directed at the United States. The Pentagon, Washington, D.C., Trump, the United States itself. Republicans, oh my God, they are such a fucked up group of people. I cannot believe how screwed up they are. They want to put women back into like the 20s and the 30s, and they're really sick and twisted. So yes, we're going to do a lot of energy work. We'll get your crystals. And before we get into the energy work, I want to talk about boycotting Russia, and because we've got so much work to do, I'm going to go through this real, real fast while you're getting your crystals. So this is what you can boycott from Russia. And doesn't matter where you are on Earth, you can boycott Russia, because I will bet Russia has tried to interfere somehow, some way in your government, with or without your knowledge, probably without your knowledge. So anyway, this is boycott Russia time. Okay, number one, Luke Oil, and Russia's a big oil state. You can boycott their bottles of the motor oil and the lubricant shells, and, you know, if the product doesn't move, they don't make money. Find another product. Don't fly Aeroflot, unless you fly Russian. Yes, you know, it's not going to be a big deal, but, you know, try to find something else. You can skip their Baltica beers. On the smartphone, they've got a game app you can get called Om Gnome. Don't do it. Big one for Russia is vodka. So, Stolichnaya. Don't buy it. Find another vodka. Morgan Stanley. They're in bed with Russia. Russia has their entertainment games. Boycott them. You know, you don't have to buy them. You don't have to go see their movies if you can try not to. Let's see. They've got a Alforma Capital Market. It's also an affiliate of Alpha Bank International. Russian. So, you know, don't do it. Boycott Russian today. You know, if you're going to eat crab, make sure it's not Russian. What else can you boycott of Russia? The mob. Prostitutes. Sorry, ladies. Any Russian product on Amazon.com. Okay, now that would include, because I really check this out, books, hats, and most of their hats have fur, so you don't want to buy them anyway. Okay. You know, they love those little nesting dolls. Okay, and even have a Trump family nesting doll. Now, how sick and twisted is that? Military hats up the wazoo, flags. And oh my God, cake decorating, like you will not believe. I guess the Russians love to decorate cakes because there's a lot of equipment out there. And of course, you know, you can't think of Russia without thinking about religious icons. So you can boycott that. And then the biggest thing you can boycott is Trump and all of Trump's enterprises. Don't go to his golf courses. Don't have dinner. Don't buy his products. Don't get the MAGA hats, blah, blah, blah. Don't go to his Nazi rallies. Ooh, what a concept. Boycott everything of Trump. All right, well, that's enough of boycott on Russia. Short and sweet to the point. So let's do some energy work. And again, we are going to focus on the United States and all life forms living there. Because guys, we need all the help we can get. All right, so for those who are going to participate, put your feet flat on the ground and you can put your hands in your lap and start taking some deep breaths. Close your eyes, you don't have to look at me. And for those of you that aren't seeing visual, I look pretty good tonight. But anyway, all right, so take deep breaths, breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you and imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. You breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. So do that until I tell you to stop. As you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal us in the pink flame of love. And I call all our teachers, guides, masters, and invite them in to make this energy work as strong and powerful and amplified as we can. Now I want you to imagine yourself in this huge, huge stadium. You got people to the right, people to the left. We've all got connected through our heart chakras. We're all holding hands, creating many, many circles. In the center is going to be this huge Earthkeeper crystal that's over 100 tons, because why not? And above it, we're going to put this big bubble of light and put the energy work in this bubble. But right now, I want you to imagine yourself holding your neighbor's hands and feel yourself reconnected to the Creator. And as you connect, feel all that incredible high energy come pouring down from the Creator into your crown chakra, the top of your head. And now just feel it flow through your body, going all the way down your legs, out your feet, into the earth, down your arms, out your hands. Feel it flow down your spine. Feel yourself totally consumed in this divine light. And now send that divine energy out your right hand into the person next to you and see all this energy just flow into many, many circles. And we're all connected through the heart chakra. And as it's flowing to the right, we call into the rest of the gods and goddesses of light, past, present, future, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light, the aborigines, the kahunas, the medicine men and women, the shaman, elemental kingdoms, our air, earth, fire, and water. To feel this divine energy, add their energy to what we're doing. And now we're going to send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is now closed. So only that which is light may enter. Now we're going to invite the trees in and send this energy to the trees. And the tree's going to take the energy and send it into the Mother Earth and really connect through all the roots and send the Mother Earth lots of positive energy. So she holds her form and she moves in divine harmony. Divine intelligence. Now see the energy flowing out through all the tree's branches like antennas, and everyone feeling this really positive high energy of divine enlightenment and helping them all reconnect to the Creator, all life forms. And now we're going to call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers on the planet to lock into the earth keeper, into the center, and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in to our divine circle and amplify what we do. And I'm going to ask Mother Father that everyone that's joining in tonight receives a healing, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done, so be it. Take a deep breath, exhale, release your hands. Now we're going to do some energy work. So again, feel yourself reconnect to the Creator, and all that high energy come pouring into the crown chakra, flow all the way down your body, down your arms, out your hands, out all your chakras. We're going to send it into the center of the stadium, and we're going to form this incredible bubble of light. And in this first bubble, we're going to put Washington, D.C. in it. So let there be light. Let's synchronize our intention to activate the crystal grid that's around Washington, D.C., which I actually put there, to stop evil choices from being made by the people coming into the grid field of the crystals, activating their Christ consciousness. They are now able to make decisions for the highest good of all, see people putting divine enlightenment in action in all aspects of their lives. Call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to all negative male patriarchal energy that is being sent through the quartz crystals that the Washington Obelisk was built with. Now anchor the violet flame to transmute this energy at the base of the obelisk and through our crystal grid that continually transmute any out of balance energy back to light. We're also going to see all energy veils that is keeping people from seeing the nuclear meltdown at Fukushima, Japan being lifted. As people awaken, they also become aware of the nuclear meltdown in Fukushima, Chernobyl, and understand that all nuclear reactors leak. Start taking action. Let the divine ideas flow and come to the surface on how to correct the situation. And it's given to many people who will share their ideas with others. See the Japanese government stepping aside and letting knowledgeable people come in to take over the nuclear plant and be divinely inspired on how to correct and fix this nuclear challenge. We call the cosmic beings for help with the radiation, either removing it from our planet or turning it into something that is beneficial for the planet and all life forms. We're going to create an invisible black hole over the nuclear meltdown and see the radiation now being sucked right off the planet like a vacuum cleaner, being replaced with pure, clean, healthy air. So as we put our attention back on Washington, D.C., I want you to chant with me three times. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Okay, three times. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. We're going to fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, we're going to take another deep breath, feel yourself reconnect to that energy. And as you exhale, we're going to send that light and form another bubble of light. And again, we're going to put Washington, D.C. in it. Now we're going to imagine the violet flame anchored in D.C. and transmuting all satanic ceremonies, as well as everyone working there that's doing anything satanic. We cut all ties between everyone's hidden agendas of all energy of white supremacy, fascism, and anything satanic, transmuting that energy again through the violet ray. We ask that all dark energy veils be removed from everyone living in this area and their higher selves. Help them reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings. Now, in your mind's eye, feel this energy. Again, you know, you've got Washington, D.C. in this bubble. Feel more energy come through you and out your heart chakra. And let's really blast Washington, D.C. with all kinds of light and see it anchor there and expand outward to encompass the whole city. And then chant with me again. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Fill that up with light and love, and we are going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So again, feel yourself reconnect and allow all that divine energy come pouring into your body. Out your hands into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put everyone in the United States. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Imagine in your mind's eye a golden solar energy descending down around all domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all sacred spots in the United States, anchoring that energy down to the grids and all ley lines. See this high energy reconnecting all this ley lines and grids to the Creator. See this energy descending down around and through the White House, Pentagon, and where the shadow government hides. We call the higher selves of everyone in government, step forward into the light now, work for the good of the people, making divine decisions. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of total harmlessness, letting a light worker take their place. We ask that they're given lots of thoughts, that they now want to retire and spend time with their families. We send energy to all the politicians that are working on stopping war, stopping Nazis, stopping Trump, or anything else that's for the benefit of Earth and all life forms. See them being divinely inspired in new ways to get positive action. Moving forward, we command the angels to give them and their families complete protection. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or planet that's keeping people from becoming conscious be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves, becoming conscious beings. We call the higher selves of the National Guard and military, asking all overlays be removed from you, so you too become conscious beings. And as you awaken, you see everyone on the planet that you've got to deal with as your family, friends, relatives, and people that you harmonize with, and you start doing many acts of kindness for humanity. The more acts of kindness you do, the more joy you feel. And you swell up with this intense divine joy that makes you want to do more acts of kindness. All right, now in your mind's eye, see divine love and a divine balance, spiritual awakening descending down through the U.S. now. Let's do that three times. May divine light, love, and a divine balance, spiritual awakening descend down through the U.S. now. May divine love, light, and a divine spiritual balance awakening descend down through the U.S. now. May divine light, love, and a divine balance spiritual awakening descend down through the U.S. now. All right, fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, again, feel yourself reconnect with the Creator. Take a deep breath, feel you inhale, fill up with that light, and as you exhale, wrap that energy into the center. We're going to form another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all elected officials. Doesn't matter where you live. Imagine them all in this bubble of light. We ask Archangel Michael to cut ties our elected officials have to greed and control of humanity. See all ties to any black magic that is amplifying their greed and lack of empathy toward the masses be removed from all elected officials' energy fields. We cut ties to their party loyalty that keeps them from making compassionate decisions. Now let's send love to their hearts that flow to their brain. And we ask the creator to shut the reptilian brain down and open up the part of the brain that is connected to the creator. We also ask the goddess of truth to step in and bring out total transparency with all their backroom dealings. We ask Ganesha to put up lots of blocks around any program that is to serve the rich, being replaced with social programs will help the poor. We ask Ganesha to put up lots of blocks around all their anti-choice abortion laws, see them all crumble and fall apart so women are given choice, their choice, no one else's, and certainly it does not belong to white men and women because they want women to have babies because the white population needs to be populated. We ask that all those beings to step forward into the light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, replaced with a human light worker who is filled with compassion and desire to help the masses. All right, we're going to fill this up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks also for this opportunity to serve. Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. All right, so feel that divine energy flow down. We're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all the white male racists and the Republican Party in this bubble, which does include the women. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties that the Republican Party has to any satanic black magic that is keeping them in power. We cut all ties to their money sources, including the Koch brothers. We send this money energy back to God to clean it up. Now let's send all those money sources back to the poor and those that are standing up to the Republicans, including all the recall groups that are recalling Republicans. We ask that these groups receive lots of donations and excited fresh volunteers to make the recall successful, replacing the Republican Party and all the racists, along with Trump and his cabinet, with compassionate, kind, awakened spiritual beings. We remove all energy veils that are around all the people living in the United States and are keeping them from connecting to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings. As they reconnect to the Creator, see them becoming conscious beings, seeing truth and through all the lies and deceptions as transparency is manifested. See the masses filled with all kinds of divine inspiration on how to remove the Republican white racist from office through political channels, holding special elections. Remove them from office, replacing them with a human being light worker filled with compassion for all life forms. So you can chant with me. We see the Republicans and the white racists being recalled and removed from office now. We see the Republicans and the white racists being recalled and removed from office now. We see the Republicans and the white racists being recalled and removed from office now. We call the Ganesha to place many obstacles in the way of all Republicans and the white racists that want to create and implement programs that are not good for Earth nor any life forms. Programs that are intended to hurt and harm the poor, see them all falling apart, including their new abortion agenda. As people awaken, see them going to their Republican and all their representatives and speak their minds of discontent with all their agendas. as Republicans awaken, see them reconnect to the Creator and in a way that now allows them to see the horror that they wanted to create, them being inspired to correct it with compassion and love of service for others. See them funding all social programs, Meals on Wheels, including all women's healthcare clinics, to name a few. We cut ties to the fear of women and the obsessive need to control them. Call the higher selves of all the Republicans, step forward in the light. Cut all the ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva, to unbalance fear of women, abortion obsession, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, military, war, might is right mentality, from their energy field cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down into their DNA, going through all their incarnations, backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations. As this energy is released, I call the violet flame through them and all their works that are misdirected. Cut all ties to all Black art and negative ceremonies that are being done, and any will to manipulate humanity and Earth for greed, profit, and power. As it's released, I call the divine male-female consciousness to their hearts that will flow to the reptilian part of their brain. I call the higher selves to guide these men to release all women slaves or anyone being used as slave labor. Let us fill them up with divine respect for women, life, the planet, and all living things. Let's cut all ties to their obsession with Roe v. Wade. Steven's higher selves guiding them to accepting divine matriarchy and opening their heart, throat, and crown chakras. As these centers open, see them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that are in the light. Fill all these men with divine joy, divine mission, respecting the goddess within and giving freedom and honor to all women. See them becoming kinder and allowing women to be equal, divinely conscious beings. We now cut ties to all executive orders that Trump has written and retained in the office of the Great Seal. We violet flame them to clean up all dark energies. Now we reconnect all these orders to the Creator, command them to be neutral, no more forward movement. All black magic getting any of his executive orders, energy being canceled, cleared, and neutralized. We now see all Trump's executive orders being rolled back and stricken from the books. We cut all ties to Trump, Steve Miller, Barr, Steve Bannon, along with any complicit or white racists and their vision of reinventing the USA. See this energy having all forward movements stopped, also dissolving completely. See all their Nazi Russian plans falling apart now. Cancel clear Trump and all the Republicans' new tax bill, which is just a tax benefit for the rich. We see this energy also being repealed and replaced with a tax from 2018. We call the higher selves of Republican constituents and ask that they email, phone, appear in person at their office, wherever they are, even if they eat out at a restaurant, voice their displeasure with their actions, making it clear that the Congress and Senate must repeal this bad bill or they will be removed from office. And the same goes with their new anti-abortion bills. Call the higher self of Trump and all Republicans trying to keep him in power to step forward in the light of God, stop acting like Nazi reptilians. Leave all the social programs and citizens' right intact. Roll back all laws that hurts the mass general public. And if you choose not to, which is your free will, we ask your higher selves and your guardian angels to put you all in positions of harmlessness, letting awakened spiritual beings take their place. And if that means they're all recalled or they retire, then let all that gain positive forward movement now. Call the higher selves of all law enforcement to also reconnect to the Creator. And as they become awakened spiritual beings, they see through Trump's plans and choose not to cooperate, siding with the people. Let them become more conscious of all the income and benefits the government has taken from them, choosing to become the protector of the poor, standing down on all orders that is against the Constitution. We cut all addiction ties that Trump and the Republican Party have to greed, money, and power. We cut all addictive ties Trump has for greed, adoration, drive, and power to become a dictator. Cancel, clear, cancel, clear, cancel, clear. See Trump's taxes coming out and being shown to the masses, reveal what he really is, a lying tax cheat. See the Mueller report coming out in its entirety, and we call the Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, to remove all obstacles out of this path. So the report is released to the masses in its entirety. Let this be done now. If it's for Trump and the Republicans' highest good that their karma is returned to them now for their actions against women, the poor, and the planet, let it be done, which may include loss of all money, all supporters of any kind, and all power. Let the magic of protection be removed from around them and their plans now. If it's for Trump's highest good, for the highest good of everyone in the USA and the world, let him be tried for treason and be sent to prison for his war crimes, including his family. We see Trump and his family and cabinet doing jail time for all their acts of treason. We see them all being removed from office now in a way no one will be hurt or harmed, replaced with a compassionate humanitarian. Let's send energy out to all the enlightened Democrats and awakening Republicans, standing up for the earth and all life forms. May they be sent everything they need to be successful. Now you can chant this with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. So fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're putting Trump and his whole family. So let there be light, and in the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We called all the crystals again in Washington, D.C. area to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the Capitol. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that is keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including Mar-a-Lago, or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds for his golf trips or his Nazi rallies. See Trump having to pay all this money back to the taxpayers. We ask that all veils and overlays are protecting any of Trump's kids, wives, or ex-wives from the public's eye and receiving real justice are removed now. And let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress, the Senate, and the New York Southern District Courts take action. Strip them of all their power that they've been given by Donald Trump to be replaced with someone with international experience. Remove all protection magic that is protecting them from jail time for all their illegal practices of making money from the president's office. See all the appropriate state prosecuting attorneys pursuing the Trump family for all their past and present money laundering schemes. And this includes Trump's brother and sister. Let all Trump's family be given prison time for all their treasonous actions. We ask Trump's higher self to release his hatred of anyone that is not white, going backwards and forwards through hundreds of thousands of former lives. See all Trump's mob ties being severed and transmuted by the violent fire, so Trump can no longer pull from that crime syndic energy, whether it's Russian, Saudi, or American. Let all Trump's mob secrets be brought up to the surface and revealed to all, allowing real justice to step in. We're going to call to the goddess of truth and justice to bring up all of Trump's and Trump's family's actions with Russia. None of it be a secret. Let all the whistleblowers come out. Let it all be revealed. And a way where Trump and his family are tried for treason. Remove all magical overlays of protection around Trump so there is complete transparency in how he sexually abuses children and women. Let's send energy to all those women Trump has sexually abused in the past and present, along with the energy they need to come forward to speak truth and be protected from Trump's followers. Call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump and family are a national security threat. We ask that every American, they need to demand that their representative, judicial, and elected stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended. We ask Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays, along with cutting all ties and bind that Bill Barr has to the New World Order Trump and the Catholic Church is keeping Barr from releasing the complete unredacted Mueller report. If Barr can't do this, which is his free will, we ask the angels to encourage many whistleblowers to leak this info to the general public and all the newspapers and Congress. We call to Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential time out and start impeachment proceedings. Cut all ties and binds that Trump has to the KKK, Nazis, and all white nationalism, and the Nazi racist Stephen Miller, Barr, Bannon, Gorsch. Let's call the violet flame through all this energy to transmute all hate. See all Stephen Miller Trump's immigration plans falling apart, as well as Miller being removed from his office in the White House and being given jail time for his actions against his crimes against humanity. If Trump has Hitler's genes and the bloodline, we now cut those ties to Hitler, the past in violet flame, all that energy replaced with light. We ask Trump's higher self to now let him reconnect to the creator so he becomes an awakened spiritual being who now is no better than to hurt nor harm. Again, if Trump refuses, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness now. Let us tie and bind the god and goddess of war and chaos and all chaos magic attached to Trump, Trump's family, and all he works with. See the chaos magic neutralized to nothing, having no power. See all of Trump's evil programs being reversed and repealed. See Trump's barren tax be repealed and replaced again with a tax rate from 2018. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show all his tax returns. Let's call the Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, to remove all blocks that are keeping Trump's taxes from being released. Let all come to the surface. And if Mnuchin becomes conscious that if he still wants to withhold the taxes, then let's send energy to those in the Democrat Party that are responsible for putting this man in jail and withholding his paycheck. See the Democrats withholding Mnuchin's paycheck and putting him in jail. See all satanic magic that is keeping the Trumps in power be neutralized. See all overlays of Nazi evangelical magic removed from Trump and his family. It's time for Trump to be impeached and all his family members removed from office and given jail time, prison time, replaced with a human light worker now. And this includes Pence, see him going down, see the goddess of justice doing her thing, and everything Pence is doing, let it come up to the surface so it cannot also be hidden, and let justice step in, putting him also in a position of harmlessness. And if that leaves Nancy Pelosi as president, then so be it. Let it be done. Fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, quick, we're going to do another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put Nazi Stephen Miller. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Call to Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Miller's higher self, to help him step forward into the light. And if he chooses not to, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. We cut ties to Miller's past as a Nazi and any of that energy that he carried into this lifetime through satanic magic. Let's violet flame this energy to transmute to light. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all his out of balance thoughts and plans back to light. This bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he works for light. I'm sorry, 366 days a year, including leap year. See Miller being removed from the office and replaced with a human being light worker. Call the Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Miller's higher self, and Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to Miller has with Trump, Pence, Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Eric Prince and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists, evangelicals, and Nazis. As ties between these being groups are cut, see all their agendas falling apart, especially all the immigration agendas and their abortion agendas. We cut all ties Miller has to Hitler and trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all protective magic surrounding Miller now. We remove all veils of invisibility that surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi, and they remove him from office. See all Miller's plans, magic falling apart now. He's removed from office and he gets prison time for his actions. We cut all ties Miller has to Albert Pike in manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim world and immigrants. See all satanic magic trying to move this agenda forward, falling, filling with so much light the plans fall apart. See all the federal judges standing up and making it clear they will not uphold any illegal immigration law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims, all immigrants, and women. See all the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. Cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through the symbols to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive direction now. As Miller tries to misuse the swastika by bringing in chaos, see it reverse, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all his plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him, along with his plans to start a race war, immigrant purges, suppression of free society. Cancel, clear, cancel, clear, cancel, clear. If the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. See, Christian evangelicals increasingly awakening up to the truth, reconnecting to the Creator, and becoming awakened spiritual beings who stops doing dark magic. And we're going to negate all their dark magic directed toward anyone anti-Trump as these veils are removed from the masses. See a great awakening of consciousness with everyone given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward in the light. Let's remove all energy veils of magic that Miller has placed over anyone so he keeps his job. And as those veils are removed, see the goddess of justice come in and Congress and remove Miller from office, and he's given prison time for what he has done to immigrants and the chaos he has created in the government. All right, Phil, see all of Miller's plans falling apart on all level. All right, now let's quick send lots of energy to all our Earth's grids, the morphogenetic grid, all ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet. See this golden solar energy come down over all these spaces. And as golden energy flows down into the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, it just goes around the world, and people awaken. And our timeline of world enlightenment and peace and prosperity is brought back into direction. All right, fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, real quick, we're going to do one more bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers, all the spiritual warriors, all the people that are standing up against Trump and the Republicans and Russia, and standing up to the people that want to make abortion illegal, that are putting immigrant kids in cages and want to destroy the planet. See all these people, including yourselves, in this bubble of light. And I'm going to ask Michael the Archangel Ganesh to remove all obstacles in your way, remove all energy overlays that's keeping you from connecting with the Creator. And as all that's removed, see you and all the light workers fill up with so much light that they're now magnets for everything they need on all levels. Money so they can pay off their debts, fulfill all their divine missions, live a life that's easier and prosperous, and have enough to share with others. Let them be given their divine missions, their divine purposes, and how they're going to fulfill them. Let the groups come together and share their information and see them being more successful because they are sharing that information. Let's put in all the Democrats in this bubble and see them coming together as all chaotic, dark magic energy is removed off of them. And they start impeachment proceedings and jail time for those people that the Congress especially that are refusing their subpoenas. Let them, those people, be given jail and their salaries held back. Let the Democrats have backbone. And fill everyone up with joy. All right, fill this all up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, so we're going to do three ohms and close the circle real quick. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Sai Ram, so be it. All right, now you got to ground. If you got the hematite, hold the hematite. If not, put your feet flat on the floor and feel the earth energy come up your legs. And as it comes up your legs, feel yourself pull in the body. Become very centered, very clear-headed. Now, after the show, if you are still spacey, go hug a tree. But just put your hands on a tree and imagine yourself sending all your excess energy into the tree. And then just ask the tree to send you energy back and boom, you're grounded, okay? So, you know, it only takes a minute. You can do this ground for me. Now, have you marked on your calendars July 2nd this year at 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, noon Hawaiian Time? We're going to do another Quantum Leap the World into Divine Enlightenment event. And for 1 hour, we're going to chant, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And of course, we're going to tweak it a little bit. But we're going to do it on radio. And, you know, the more people that participate, the quicker more people are going to reconnect to the Creator. And we're going to quantum leap the world into enlightenment. We're going to not have this crazy Nazi crap going on. Republicans won't be women hating and going after women's bodies and anti-abortion, and this crazy shit will stop, okay? So that's July 2nd at noon, Hawaiian time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. We can do this. Can you give 1 hour of your life to world enlightenment for the planet, for your grandkids, for all your generations to come, and us now that are living? You want to do more light and energy work? I'm back to my schedule now on Facebook, and it's under Kathy Bilski, 4 o'clock Hawaiian time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to do 1 hour of chanting and calling down divine energy, anchoring it to the planet, to our timeline. That doesn't take long. That's like 20 minutes. Tuesday, we're going to do more energy work for the planet. Usually I do energy work and share what's going on with radiation, but there's so much going on that we need to work on. Thursday, it's for the climate and the earth, same time, and we do that. Of course, we'll be doing more energy work on next week. Although, I think with everybody graduating, we may talk about how to keep kids out of the military and what parents can do. So thanks for tuning in. And, you know, if you guys ever want to come to Hawaii for the event, what an excuse to come to Hawaii. I've got a very small store, but we can cram a lot of people in, hang out with the Earth Keeper. I do free pain and stress release. I'm on the big island in Honoka'a, and my store is Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles and Joy. And my website is www.angellightom.com, angelitom.com. I have all my cool healing tools on there. I also have the curse removal you can download for free. Now, if you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe.
The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just $1. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hear that? That's the sweet sound of Minute Maid slushies at McDonald's, turning up your summer with every sip, slurp, and ah.
For a limited time, get an icy cold medium slushy for just $1.50. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal.